Germans have lost, the Nazi Germany have lost. The Allies, I mean the French, the British, U.S., and actually Russia, decided that Germany needed to be split up and divided. So they did this amongst the four of them. And in the middle of that hole is the city of Berlin. Now Berlin lies squarely within Eastern Germany, which was under the control of the Russians. But West Berlin was supposed to be under the control of the other three powers. And so West Berlin kind of was alone, a little enclave of freedom, I guess you could say, surrounded by what kind of became communist Russia, in a sense, or communist East Germany. And people from Eastern Germany and Eastern Berlin kept trying to get to Western Berlin and then try to get out of Eastern Germany altogether to escape socialism, to have a better, more free life. And so what the Russians did and the mayor of East Berlin did is they constructed the Berlin Wall and made this wall that surrounded all of West Berlin and enclosed it in there. They did this so that they wouldn't lose people into West Berlin. And for West Berlin, then you kind of came isolated, lonely place, trapped within the communist area. The mayor of West Berlin would call the Berlin Wall the Wall Shame. God was the shame upon the world, upon Germany. It made them feel alone and isolated. Shame does this. Shame causes people to feel alone and isolated. Often in a way where you might look at a person, they might feel that way, but you don't know. They feel so. Our sin causes shame. Some sins especially cause a person to really feel deep isolation and shame over what they've done. Shame and guilt, it binds us up, it blocks us away. And this is actually, Martin Luther knew this. He knew this about people, and this might come as a surprise to you, but because of this, Luther really encouraged people to continue to go and have a private confession and absolution from their pastors. He knew that they needed to hear these words, they needed to be able to have a chance to speak those things that were causing them angst and despair, and to hear the sweet words of forgiveness. Things like sexual sins, pornography, alcohol, drug abuse, eating disorders, anything we might do that we feel would be a great disappointment to those around us causes that sense of real deep isolation, loneliness, shame, a deep burden of guilt on our soul. At one point, I'm sure that all of us have felt this way about our own sin. And at those times, it can feel like, well, nobody else will do this. Nobody else will understand. Nobody else has these problems. I am alone in this. I am awful. Have you felt that way? Man, I know I have. Today is Baptism of Our Lord Sunday. And sometimes it's hard to figure out why exactly Jesus needed to be baptized. John didn't know at first. Jesus comes to John, and John says, well, I should be baptized with you. But eventually John gives in, because Jesus tells him that it should be so, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness. Why was Jesus baptized? 1963.
he gave a speech, probably one of his most famous speeches. And in there, in that speech, he said this famous line, and he said it twice. He said, "Ich bin ein Berlin." You remember that? The Germans, you know what that means? He basically stood there and he said, "I am a Berlin. I am Berlin." He came to West Berlin in that walled up little city, and he stood there with the rest of the world saying, "You're not alone. I am one of you. I am one of you. Ich bin ein Berlin." When Jesus entered into the waters of the Jordan, he was surrounded by a bunch of other sinners. People who felt alone, felt shame, felt guilt about what they had done to offend God. And Jesus stood there with them. And he said, "I imagine the people turned to me. Ich bin ein Sinner. I am one of them." He stood in the same dirty waters that everybody else stood. He identified himself with those people desperately needed. But the story doesn't end there. Because if it had ended there, we might get this impression that Jesus is okay with the sin. That he's not really calling the things that we are guilty and feel shame about actual sin. But he does. He calls those things what they are, an offense against God. But he stands there with them, and then he takes all that filth left in the Jordan waters with him to the cross, where he dies, where he lays it at the foot of the Father, where he suffers the extreme punishment due to every sin, where he frees them of their guilt and of their shame. Where people, instead of hearing words like "you dirty, rotten, filthy sin," can now in faith hear the same words that God gave to Jesus at his baptism. Because Christ is baptized into our sinfulness, the word the Father speaks over Jesus at his, he speaks to us. This is my Son. This is my God, my beloved, with whom I am well pleased. Let us pray. O gracious Lord, affirm in us what we hear from your holy word. Give us faith to receive it, to believe it, to accept it. We know that we are guilty of many things, and some of those things we are truly shameful about. But because Jesus was baptized, because he died for us, give us the assurance that in our own baptism, you don't look down upon us in shame and anger, but you look at us through the eyes of Christ. And as you see in him your beloved Son, you see also in us your beloved children. Give us faith to believe this. We pray this in your name. Amen. At this time, we will give of our morning offering.